This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to tonight's shiur. The halacha slot, we're going to continue our journey through Hilchos Brachos. This is page 5 of the handout. There are copies around. Some interesting and important halachas. Let's try and get through as much as we can. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, Asa levarech v'hu esek b'melachta. You can't make a bracha whilst you are involved in activity. Therefore, one should make a bracha only when you're totally focused on what you're doing. The good example of that is when we make the bracha of Asher Yotzah. It's very tempting to be drying our hands at the same time or to be doing another activity. But really, what we should not be involved in any other activity, we wash our hands, we dry our hands, and then we make the bracha. So, also levarich v'hu esek b'melachtei. Another halacha, this is in Simon Reish Vav Sif Gimel. If you're listening online, email me and I'll send you the handout, j.golker@gmail.com. The Shulchan Aruch says, kol elu habrachas tzarech shelo yafsik bein bracha la'achila. There shouldn't be a hefsek between the bracha and eating, says the Rama, yoyse michtei dibur, more than kadei dibur. So you should make the bracha, and then do the action straight away. How long is straight away? Not more than a kadei dibur. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Haynu kadei she'elas talmid lerav," i.e., "Shehu shalom aleichem shalom alecho Rebbe." V'yoyse mehachi choshev hefsek. So, for example, I've made a bracha already on my drink, but if I were to make a shahakol on my water and then to drink the water, I can't wait more than the time it takes to say the words shalom alecho Rebbe. That's the standard phrase and time that the Gemara always gives. Just by the way, that's why we on Friday nights or whenever, or Shabbos day, we make meitzim, we make lechem mishnah. We should just mark the challah, not cut too much. It should still be lechem mishnah. It should be whole, but just mark the challah. Why? Because the concern is that you're about to cut the challah. And then you're going to think, after you've made the bracha, you're going to look and wesh lakat, and there could be too much of a pause. By marking the challah, that will direct you straight away to the point where you should be cutting. By the way, I have seen people mark the challah, they sort of mark the challah, then they make the bracha, and then they spend like a minute looking for the mark, right? That defeats the whole objective. But if you can't find the mark, just cut. don't wait too long. Okay, so that's that. So lo yafsik bein brocha l'achila, you shouldn't make a hefsek between the brocha and the achila. Okay, the making sure you're properly covered. The next paragraph, that's we should be dressed properly when we make brochas. Again, it's b'di'evet, there are leniences, but l'achila, of course, we should try and make brochas appropriately attired. There's an interesting Reishis Chochma, paragraph 8, Shaha Ahava Perek Yud. The Reishis Chochma says this: tzarech liyos someach b'yos mevarech. A person should be in a joyous state when he makes a bracha, like Kodesh Baruch Hu b'birchas hanenim. V'chem b'tfilaseinu b'taraseinu b'mitzvayisov. And so too, generally, when we learn, we're davening, performing mitzvahs, b'birchayisov yechaven. When we make brachas, we should have the kavana. Losis shevach v'hidoya le'ila hakol. We should give thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shevalidei hashevach yistabek ba'avas habayir v'gadlusav v'rumaso. By giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that creates that connection, that dveikus between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we think of the greatness and the exaltedness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next paragraph, Hu inyan habrachas shetiknu anshei kneset hagdola. That is really why the anshei kneset hagdola instituted. We make brachas al kol davar kadosh shenizkar avos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we, on every single thing that we eat, that we do, we're making brachas. The whole day we're making brachas. We've discussed in a couple of shiurim ago, we discussed mea brachas b'chol yom. That's 100 at least a day. Easy to do. So we're constantly making brachas, and that constantly connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and reminds us of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hashkuch also hatadira, and the constant intervention in our lives. B'chol es, shebora hadova hu, he created this thing, alidei shifa b'koyach midayisof ha'elyonis. He created these, whatever it may be, through his kindness and his greatness. That we can benefit from his benevolence, his bounty. We can constantly be connected to him. Avigdor Miller, would this was one of his areas, that he would focus on this a lot and speak about it. But if you think about it, you know, you have a banana. You see the godless and the rohmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatness and the exaltedness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a banana. So we go into the store, you can buy it for not a lot of money. But you think about the banana, it's a soft fruit. And yet, it comes packaged very cleverly. It's got a peel, which protects it, you know, perfectly. It's been transported thousands of miles from wherever it grew, not here in sunny London, that's for sure. And it comes here, and it's, you know, and then moreover, not only has it got a peel which is designed to protect it, certain thickness, but keeps the moisture, etc., etc., but it's color-coded. You know, when it's green, it's basically saying, don't eat me, I'm not ready yet. It turns slowly to a nice yellow color, that's saying, okay, I'm ready. And then, if it's not eaten, it turns different shades of brown, after which, you know, because it's too late. But isn't that amazing? The actual fruit itself, when you think about it, it's perfectly designed for our benefit. So, you know, that's a lot to think about when you make a berpri adama, but at least some of those thoughts should go through our mind. And true with all fruit and everything, really. Last paragraph. V'hine me'inyone ha'olam hazeh yikach ha'od moshel. And therefore, a person should take the following moshel. V'hine la'av HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in reference to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'noida ki anosin maton l'chaveirei. Someone gives a gift to his friend. Beli tova, without any reciprocation. Shekidim lo chaveira, that he didn't give you anything. Yechuyev mekabel hamatona hahi leaves anosen. That generates a love from the recipient to the giver. Afirim tia hamatona wedes, even if it's a very small gift. Vehine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shehu hanosen hakol, v'nosen hakol, he is the ultimate giver. Ka'omrim kimimcho hakol. I'll give you an example. Yeah, when do you think it's the wife would prefer to receive a bunch of flowers? Erev Shabbos, as is normally given, or on a Wednesday morning? He's on the way back from shul, he passes the flower stall and buys it. I would imagine you would say a Wednesday morning. Why? Because Friday it's expected. Wednesday morning, it's not really expected. So that's what it's saying. That if you receive a gift, that creates a certain feeling towards the giver, especially if it was for no reason. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a moshel for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the ultimate giver. And therefore, a person, kasha yachshev ha'odam zois with bracha v'berachas hanen in his seir b'libo avo, he feels so grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's receiving so much. Okay, so some interesting ideas from the Reishis Chochma. Now, let's go back to some halacha. A person forgot to make a bracha. Easily done. What's the halacha? How do we do? So, says the Shulchan, this is from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Beis Sif Yud. Shochach, a person forgot. V'hichnis eichem l'teich piv b'li bracha. A person put something into his mouth without a bracha. If you can take it out without it being disgusting, so imagine you put in a hard-boiled sweet. So you can take it out for a moment. It's not, you know, I wouldn't do it on your first date, right? But if it happened that you put something in your mouth and you didn't make a bracha, so you take it out, it's not terribly disgusting. And then you can make a bracha and then you pop it back in. You shouldn't make the bracha when it's still in your mouth. My whole mouth should be full of your praises and not of sweets. So therefore you should take it out and then make the bracha. If it's something which if you take it out is disgusting, you know, just think whatever you have for supper tonight. You put that in and you take that out, that's not pleasant. Given the osa la'abedoich, and since it is forbidden to waste food, so then you can put it to the side of your mouth and still make the bracha. Okay, those are the first 2 points. Next paragraph. V'im ira loikein b'mashkin. If it's liquid and not solid, then she'iyaf shelo l'salka l'tzadech acher. It's very hard to push it to one side. It's not solid. Azai im yesh lo oid mashkin. If you've got a glass of water and you've got other drinks, so then you should spit it out. Yiflut elu li'ibud. And then make a bracha on the next when you drink. But if that's all you've got and you haven't got v'hudach kalzeh, and you know this is I remember one time being at a Shabbos table. This is years ago. It was my parents' table, and there was a certain guest, and he had a whiskey and he spilt his whiskey, and quick as a flash he took some challah and quickly mopped it up. You know, it's dachuk. Yeah, this is precious. Is it only a little bit left and it's in b'teich piv and you don't want to waste it? Boilai, listen to this. Boilai says the kitzur, you swallow it, v'yivarech achakach, and you make the bracha after you swallowed it. Bracha rishayin. It's a kivin the nizka ba'id b'fiv. Since you remembered whilst the liquid was still in your mouth and you've only got a little bit left and you don't want to waste it, doy mektas le'evlas yosin. Since you thought about it before you swallowed it, that's doyme, similar to evlas yosin. But you can't make a bracha achrin in that situation. Unless it was wine where you drank a revius. Okay, so those are interesting halachas regarding forgetting to make a bracha. If it's a solid and you can take it out without it being disgusting, do that, then make the bracha, put it back in. If you can't, put it to the side and make the bracha. If it's a liquid, either just spit it out and then make a bracha and drink more. If that's not possible, you haven't got enough left, you know, it's dochuk, it's you need to finish off that drink, then you can actually, if you thought about it whilst it's in your mouth, you swallow it, make the bracha rishona, no bracha achrona, unless it's wine where you do make a bracha achrona. Okay, we've got a couple of minutes. The next one is a very interesting halacha, tasting. Do you make a bracha when you taste food? So you're making a soup, and you want to know if it's spicy enough, if it tastes good. Do you make a bracha? So look what the kitzur says. This is in Siman Beis Sif Zayin. Hatoyem es hatavshil. Someone tastes some food. Im tzorech melach v'chuyetzi boi. To see if it's got enough salt or other spices. Or poilates. And then he spits it out. He doesn't want to swallow it. In the tzorech levorech. Then you don't need to make a bracha. So if you just literally put it on your tongue and then you spit it out, you don't swallow it, then there's no bracha. However, avilim boleya, if you swallow it, then there's a sofik. Yesh sofik im tzorech levorech, kimen shubaleh. On one hand, you've swallowed it, and therefore you should make a bracha. Or ein tzorech levorech, or perhaps you don't need to make a bracha, kimen she'en kavanos l'achila, because your intention is not for achila. You don't intend to eat. This is not regular eating. This is just to taste to see if it's flavored. V'lochein, since there's a sofik, yizoher, you should be careful, she'echaven le'honos mimenu, you should try and have in mind that you're trying to benefit from it. You're getting hana from this little spoon of chicken soup or whatever it may be. But teiras achila v'yivarech alav yivala. So think that you're going to enjoy this spoon of chicken soup. And even though you're really primarily tasting it so that you can get to see if it's flavored, but if you intend to get benefit, then you would make a brocha. Now the big question is, are you meaty? Right? If it's a chicken soup, are you meaty? So again, this is a longer topic. But in short, there are two reasons why we wait between meat and milk. The reasons of the Rashi and the reason of the Rambam. Rashi says because it leaves a taste, a lingering taste in your throat. You have whatever meat you have, that can leave a taste on the palate, on the throat. The Rambam says he's worried about meat which is lodged between the teeth. And la halacha we're machmir for both reasons. I think years ago we once had a share on this. Lots of interesting nafka minas. But according to both of these reasons, there's no reason to wait. Because if you just put a little bit of chicken soup on your tongue, just to taste it, and then you spit it out, then you're not swallowing it, and therefore it's not going to be a lingering taste in your palate, in the back of your throat, nor is anything going to get lodged between your teeth. So really, there's no reason to wait. However, the Prima Gadim says there's a lay plug, and you would need to wait. Others are mekel. But I guess if you don't swallow it, and it literally just goes on your tongue and you spit it out, then, like I say, there are people who are makel in that situation. One final point, and that is medicines and strepsils. Do you make a brach on medicines and strepsils, the throat lozenges? So the kitzur says this in box number 11, ha'eichel l'sheisel l'refu, if you're drinking or eating for medical purposes, imhu dava mutom, this is the rule. If the thing that you are eating is tasty, and you enjoy it, you get some sort of benefit. Imagine, you know, blackcurrant flavored strepsils, or whatever they are. If it's big enough for a shir, whatever that means. For example, you have a hot tea. You're enjoying it. You're doing it because you've got a sore throat. But if you're getting benefit, you're enjoying it, a rabina, a blackcurrant drink, then if you have a shir of revius, you can make a brocha achrona. That's a big topic. I don't want to get into it because it's a whole share in itself. But if it's something which is bitter, for example, just a regular medicine, or something like that, then okay, so you see that it depends whether or not you're going to enjoy it. So if it's a flavored throat lozenger, which is a nice taste, then you can make a broch on it, shahakol. And if it's something you're doing, so just some regular medicine, or whatever it may be, then you would not make a broch if it's bitter or not pleasant tasting. Lastly, you're a chazan. So you've got to gargle, swallow a raw egg. Since it's nourishing, it's sustaining an egg, and therefore, even though you're not doing it in order to eat, but you're doing it just to sort of lubricate your throat so you can sing better, then it says the kitzur, you would make a bracha on it. Okay, let's leave the halacha there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.